Good morning. Thank you all for your patience as we resolve our technical issue here. I think we are ready to get started. I see that we have Dr. Ciafello on the line. We have Dr. Hilbert on the line. We have David Husky on the line. Dr. Elder is on, and we have Beverly Rausch, the commissioner's representative to the council, is here in Albany, and that gives us a quorum. And so we can, Dr. Ciafello, whenever you're ready, we can get started.
Okay, I'd like to call this meeting of the New York State Council on Human Blood and Transfusion Services to order.
This is Matthew Cohn, the secretary to the council. As a reminder, a little bit of housekeeping for our members and guests. The meeting will be recorded, and this recording will be available to the public on the DOH website. So please speak loud and clear when you need to. Speak one at a time. State your name before making or seconding a motion. And perhaps most importantly, please go on mute if you are not talking.
Okay, this is Dr. Ciafello. I'm the retired medical director of transfusion services at NYU Winthrop Hospital. I'd like the board members and staff to introduce themselves by stating their names and affiliation. Rachel?
Hi, this is Rachel Alder. I'm the lab director at Krause Hospital in Massachusetts, New York, and the director of the transfusion service.
Tim?
Hi, this is Tim Hilbert. I'm the medical director of the blood bank at NYU Langone Medical Center at Tisch Hospital.
David?
Hi, David. I'm able to speak in New York. Yes?
Hey, Jeff.
I'm on mute.
Okay, Dr. McCarthy cannot make the meeting today. Beverly?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
This is Beverly Rausch. I'm the director of the Clinical Laboratory Evaluation Program for the New York State Department of Health.
Well, I guess we need to introduce ourselves.
Yep.
And we'll do staff introductions.
Yep. I would like to thank all the council members for your time and commitment to make these meetings a priority. Your attendance is critical to the success of this program. Now, Dr. Cohn will introduce the members of the public who are attending today's meeting. He will announce each registered participant. There is time reserved at the end of the meeting for public comment. Matt?
Okay. Today's participant list includes Laura Allen from the Red Cross, Michelle Battle from Octapharma Plasma, Roger Brinser from Takeda, Nellie Cherney from KED Plasma, Celia Clifford from the Red Cross, Karen Clifford from Prometic Plasma Resources, Amy Dalheim from Takeda, Christine Driscoll from the New York Blood Center, Ruth Espinoza from KED Plasma, Marianne Ferrallo from Prometic Plasma Resources, Lawrence Fialco from the Red Cross, Christine Fry from Takeda, Vlasta Hakes from Grifols, Jessica Jacobson from Bellevue Hospital, Betsy Jett from the New York Blood Center, Kristen Kramer from Community Blood, apologize, my list is a little bit abbreviated, Maria Loker from the Red Cross, Mark O'Rourke from KED Plasma. Bear with me just a moment while Marietta Oxiana, Bruce Sackis from the New York Blood Center, Amy Schmidt from CSL Plasma, Bill Spear from PPTA, Grace Sullivan from Connect Life, Mark Houston from Farrell Fitz, Margaret Vandervoort and Todd Vandervoort from the Vandervoort Group, and Carla White from CSL Behring.
And I'll ask for the DOH staff to introduce themselves.
My name is Derek Samula. I am the director of the Division of Laboratory Quality Certification at the Wadsworth Center.
Danuta Olkowska, Blood Resources Program, Wadsworth Center. I am a pathologist, board certified in transfusion medicine.
Jason Riegert, I'm an attorney with the Department of Health.
Matthew Cohn, again, Secretary to the Council.
Andrea Garibelli, Wadsworth.
All right, thank you. Council members should have received today's exhibits to be discussed. Our agenda today includes approval of the revised emergency regulation, which is set to expire, and discussion of the proposed permanent rule, revised in response to public comments.
Okay, now our next order of business is approval of the minutes of our December meeting. Is there any discussion of the minutes? Okay, then may I have a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
Hi, this is Joel McCarthy. I move to approve.
Can I have a second, please?
This is Rachel. I'll second.
Okay, so Rachel and Dr. McCarthy have approved. Tim?
Yep, I approve.
Beverly?
Approve.
Hold on.
Approve.
David? David?
Approve.
Okay, and Dr. Trifolo, I approve.
Approve.
Okay. So the motion is approved. Now we'll hear an overview from Derek Mueller about public comments received in response to the original proposed permanent rule published in September. Derek?
Thank you, Dr. Trifolo. Just to review where we are, subpart 58.2 of Title 10 of the New York Code of Rules and Regulations establishes regulatory requirements for all aspects of blood banking, including personnel qualifications, donor screening and care, record keeping, and certain technical specifications. Effective September 9th, 2020, the department adopted emergency regulations revising sections 58.2.14 and 58.2.15 and adding a new section, 58.2.28. Section 58-2.14 concerns the collection of source plasma intended to be used in manufacture of blood derivatives such as anti-SARS-CoV-2 immunoglobulin. Section 58.2.15 concerns the collection of plasma and other blood components intended for transfusion. Section 58.2.28 incorporated by reference certain federal regulations related to 58.2.14 and 58.2.15. The department readopted these emergency regulations on December 8th, 2020. Due to the COVID public health emergency and the urgent need for convalescent plasma and derivatives, these amendments.
Hi, Dr. McCarthy.
These amendments were made under the New York State Emergency Rulemaking Process. Because an emergency amendment is temporary, the department also intends to make permanent revisions through the standard rulemaking process. This is a multi-step process that provides for input from the council and the public and allows for revisions to the emergency amendments and or the permanent rule in response to this input. This process includes an opportunity for the public to comment formally on the proposed permanent rule. The public comment period for the emergency amendment ended November 23, 2020, and the department received several comments. I will summarize the comments and the department's responses, including proposed revisions. A written summary of each public comment, along with the department's response, will be published in the New York State Register with the proposed permanent regulation. Today, the department is asking the council to approve the revised emergency regulation for immediate action. And the department is asking the council for comments on the identical revisions to the proposed permanent rule. Once approved by the council, the revised emergency regulation will be forwarded to the commissioner of the Department of Health for approval and filed for immediate readoption. The proposed permanent rule will be published in the State Register and subject to a 45-day public comment period. The department will notify regulated parties that are impacted by the emergency regulation that revisions have been made. Once adopted, the emergency regulations are in effect for 60 days. There will not be enough time after the public comment period, but before the 60-day emergency approval ends, for the council to vote on the permanent rule. As a result, there will be a council meeting in late March or early April to reapprove the revised emergency amendments. The department expects to present the final permanent rule at another council meeting no later than early June. So now I'll go through the comments. Several comments were concerned that amendments to 58.2.14D and 58.2.15D3, requiring licensed healthcare personnel to be on site during procedures, were not necessary. The department is revising the proposed regulation. If folks on the phone could go on mute for me, there's a little background noise. Thank you, that would be awesome. The department is revising the proposed regulation to remove any reference to specific healthcare personnel being on site. The revised language for 58-2.14D appears on page 4 of the Word document that was provided to the council. The revised language for 58.2.15D3 appears on page 11. The revised rule instead requires on-site personnel to be trained to recognize and respond to health issues related to the procedure, consistent with federal requirements. Several commenters were concerned that amendments to sections 58-2.14C and 58.2.15C, requiring certain licensed healthcare personnel to explain the hazards of the procedure to prospective donors as part of the informed consent process, were not necessary. The department revised this requirement in response to these comments. On pages 3 and 9 of the document provided to the council, the revised rule requires the information provided to the prospective donor be approved by the blood bank director or responsible physician, and that approval cannot be delegated to other staff. One commenter was concerned that section 58-2.14 of the proposed rule did not explicitly address infrequent plasma donation. The department has concluded that the proposed language is broad enough to include infrequent plasma donation. Therefore, the department did not revise the proposed rule in response to this comment. One comment was received from someone who was concerned that section 58-2.15E3I did not take into consideration a federal requirement for first-time platelet donors. In response to this comment, the department has revised the regulation on page 13 of the document to account for first-time platelet donors by amending the regulation to limit the number of platelets that can be collected from such donors. One commenter was concerned that the requirement in 58-2.14B prohibiting a blood bank director from delegating approval of new or revised standard operating procedure manuals or other procedural guides was inconsistent with other New York State requirements. The department has revised this requirement on pages 2 and 3 of the provided document, and the equivalent requirement in section 58-2.15B on page 8. In response to this comment, the revised rule allows the blood bank director to delegate review and approval of most procedures and is now consistent with other New York State requirements. Several commenters were concerned about the requirement in sections 58-2.14B and 58.2.15B that the responsible physician be licensed in the state or jurisdiction where the blood bank is located and either hold a certificate of qualification in transfusion or be board certified in clinical pathology or clinical pathology laboratory medicine. The department has revised this requirement in response to these comments on pages 2 and 3 and page 9 of the provided document. The revised rule no longer requires a CQ or board certification. The regulation has also been revised to clarify that the responsible physician must be licensed as a physician in New York State. Several commenters were concerned that the requirements in sections 58-2.14B and 58.2.15B would require blood bank directors to hold a certificate of qualification in blood banking collection comprehensive. The department considered this comment and has concluded that no changes to the regulations will be made in response to this comment. So that completes my summary of the emergency amendments, public comments, and revisions in response. Dr. Cipollo, it's over to you now.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Derek. We can now begin the formal question and discussion period. The council members may ask any additional questions they have about the emergency amendment or the public comment.
I have a question. There's still a lot of stuff in here about manual plasmapheresis. I mean, is this intentional, or do people still do this?
I think the answer is
maybe I don't.
It's in there for maximum flexibility.
I mean, it seems to me that all apheresis procedures that I've seen in the past 20 years are automated rather than.
So we put it in there to allow folks to do that, right?
This is Joe, Tim. Yeah, I agree with you. I've never seen a manual procedure.
Yes, and I think we left some of those in there to allow flexibility in case someone needed to. We're aware that manual procedures are quite unusual at this point.
Perhaps you would want to put it in that it would only be used event of an emergency.
We will consider that. Thank you.
And then there is also something in here about serologic tests for syphilis may be performed within 24 hours on a specimen that's collected at the time of first donation.
That's been deleted.
I mean, I just was wondering, is the laboratory testing always performed within 24 hours? Where's the specimen collected within 24 hours?
So it,
and then the testing is.
I think if you look at the document that we provided for you, sometimes the editing marks are hard to follow.
Oh, okay. So I'm just missing the editing.
Yes. Yeah, so that has been deleted.
Okay.
Anybody else? No other questions? All right. As a reminder, the emergency regulation that we first approved in September and we reapproved in December is set to expire imminently. The permanent rule we've discussed is not yet in effect. So today we have to approve an extension of the emergency regulation as presented. May I have a motion to approve the proposed revisions in the emergency regulation package?
Phil McCarthy, I move to approve.
May I have a second?
I'll second this, Tim.
Okay, David? David?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, David.
Hello?
Yes.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay, yes, I second.
Okay, we have a second already. Is there a motion to approve?
Thank you.
Okay, Rachel? Rachel?
Am I unmuted? Sorry, I approve.
Okay, this is Joe Cipollo. I approve. Beverly?
Approve.
Okay, the motion is approved. Thank you.
Next is the public comment portion of the public hearing. Are there any members of the public who wish to make comments today?
All right, so as there are no public comments during today's meeting, I'll just remind everyone that there will be a formal public comment period after this is all posted in the State Register, and you'll have the opportunity to comment then. Okay. So Dr. Cifolo,
hey.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I want to thank everybody. And as a reminder, we need to hold another meeting in late March or early April to reapprove the emergency regulation again. We will also have to meet this spring to approve the permanent regulation. The department will reach out to schedule the next meeting in the near future. Can I have a motion?
That's right, you adjourned.
Excuse me? Was there something else? Okay, may I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Motion to approve adjourn the meeting is Philip McCarthy.
May I have a second?
Tim, I'll second.
Okay, David?
I concur.
Okay, Rachel?
Yes, approve.
Okay, Joe Chufall, that's me. I approve. Beverly?
Approve.
Okay, thank you. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for your participation.